Welcome, everyone. You are now listening to Spiral Network Talk Radio. For all you red pill poppers, well, if by chance you don't get the reference there, just go rent The Matrix. You'll be all right. I'm Tambourine Borelli, and it's so good to be back on BBS Radio. We took a little hiatus, and we're back with a new focus, a new show, a new title, and before we get into our first guest tonight, I just want to familiarize you a little bit with what our topics will be and what you can look to us to experience here on Spiral Network. Basically, the name infers to the spiral of life. There's a spiral in everything, in DNA, in pretty much everything that's living. So our subject matter is going to cover quite a bit for a lot of people. Everything including self-development, which tonight's guest, Beverly Garb, knows quite a bit about, light and sound healing modalities, everything alternative, DNA, our activation of our latent layers of DNA that go up to 12, for those of you that didn't know we had more than a double helix, quantum physics in regard to specifically multidimensional cells and parallel timelines as it pertains to 2012. Everything pretty much of the paranormal, otherworldly visits, things like channeling, and of course the reality of UFOs. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. I'm so excited to have her on the show. She is amazing. The work that she does helps so many people, and she's one of the very few that I've experienced to have such a powerful impact on those that she shares this modality with. Let me just tell you a bit about Beverly Garb. Those that have worked with her agree that intuitive awareness is her gift. Beverly has a unique ability to go straight to the core of your issues, to help you access your higher self. She began her career in the day spa industry as an esthetician, spa owner, and business consultant for a Fortune 500 company. As a business consultant, Beverly noticed that when entrepreneurs are not aligned with their life purpose, it's difficult to achieve quantum results. And so she spent much of her time coaching owners out of their current business and into their life purpose. Through this process, she became aware that the body stores all of our past memories, trauma, and beliefs about life. In order to truly make quantum shifts in ourselves and our business, she discovered it's essential to unhook your past from your cellular memory. Otherwise, it'll continue to vibrate out into the world and create your reality for you. I'm sure we've all experienced that. Moving away from the day spa industry, Beverly received training from top experts in the world of life purpose manifestation, including Gay and Katie Hendricks, best-selling authors of Conscious Loving. And drawing on this training, she branched off to formulate her highly effective methodology. It's called Somatic Cellular Release. Beverly and her team of coaches now help hundreds of people around the world awaken to the mystery of their life purpose through this powerful manifesting technique. And she's going to share them with us tonight in regard to the six stages of manifesting life purpose. Beverly, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thanks, Tambourine. It's good to be here with you again. We've done this many times together.
We have, and we're going to continue to do it many times in the future.
Yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Great. Excited for the call.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I have some questions specifically that I want to ask you. And before I get into that, I want to give the call-in number for anyone that would be interested in calling in and asking one of your own personal questions relating to life purpose to Beverly. The call-in number is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. So without any further ado, as it were, if you don't mind, may I ask the first question?
Sure, go ahead. Thanks for the It's a great introduction, too.
Well, you are absolutely worthy of it. You know, I understand that the term that you use, body-centered life coach, I've never quite heard that term be said in that manner. Can you just tell me what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so what we do is we help people access their truth or their purpose through the portal of their body. And what that means is we bypass the mind. So the mind is basically a computer. It experiences certain things, it files it in little databases, and then it spits it out the next time you experience something similar or the next time you have to draw on that. It's actually a very unreliable source of information because it's purely based on your past. It learns based on past experience. The body is much more capable of being in the present and truly accessing your truth, truly accessing the present. And so what we do as body-centered coaches is we help clients bypass that chatter of the mind, bypass that computer, and go directly into their body. And it's in their body that their purpose lives. So if you think about it, Tambourine, we're born as babies, and we're born knowing our purpose. It's stored neatly inside of our bodies. Mm-hmm. But what happens is at some point we get fragmented from that. So we experience some sort of wounding or some sort of pain, and we fragment out of our bodies. And then we're sort of running around outside of our bodies looking outside ourselves for our life purpose. So, you know, clients come to me and they're, you know, maybe it's in Japan, maybe it's with this partner, maybe it's if I read that book. And I always say, no, it's in your body. You know exactly what your purpose is. What we have to do is move you back around, and you have to really come to terms with what was that painful experience that happened to you that first fragmented you out of your body. And as you move through that and start to understand that better, you land back in your body. And in that place, your purpose finds you. You don't have to go looking for it. It will become crystal clear. And so that's what it means to be a body-centered coach, is really helping people land back in their bodies and access their answers, access their purpose from the portal of their body.
Now, let me ask you, what would you say to someone that says to you, you know, you don't have to feel anything for, you know, you can just do, and I'll insert my tag to what this is. I call it spiritual bypassing, which is, oh, you know, really, it's repression, where it's almost ignoring any of what, how you're talking about body-centered, the information that our body is telling us that we really do feel, but then they want to sprinkle fairy dust over dog poop.
Exactly. That's exactly what I say. Yeah, and I get that a lot because obviously we attract a very spiritual clientele. And really when people say, either if they say that that's what they want to do and they don't want to go through re-experiencing emotions, I just say, well, good luck to you. You know, here's my number. Call me in a year. Because most of the people that have come to me have done a lot of spiritual training. They have been to a lot of therapy. They're not newbies that are just now discovering they have a problem. But the issue is they haven't really accessed their purpose. Their life hasn't significantly changed. And that's because if you can come to an intellectual understanding of your past, you can come to an intellectual forgiveness of your parents. But regardless, the body still stores those memories and the body still stores the trauma. And that, the vibration of the body, which has now been vibrating for 40-something years by the time clients come to me, has way more power than any sort of affirmation, any sort of intellectual understanding that they can come to. So the body trumps the mind, put it that way. So, you know, the whole forgiveness thing, oh, I've forgiven my parents, I don't really want to feel the whole thing. Well, good luck to you, because I can tell you that if it's an intellectual forgiveness, which most of it is, your body remembers, and your body is constantly vibrating out that memory and drawing to you things that are going to recreate it again and again and again.
So, just like a magnet, wouldn't you say?
It isn't. It's a complete magnet. It's like it magnetizes the same experience back to you until it's healed from the body. And really the only way to heal it from the body is to feel it, right? If you feel it, you can heal it.
Absolutely. So, I'll be the first to tell you that is absolutely the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, whether you want it to be that or not, you know, and that's why in some circles they call it, quote, the great work. They didn't say the easy work. They said it's great because, you know, the effects of it are great. Nothing less than great. As you have put, you know, it reaches to your highest self. What could be more greater than that?
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's not necessarily easy. It's just worth it.
Right? It's just worth it. Exactly.
Yeah, it's worth it when you get to the other side of it. And really, I don't know any bypass or any off-ramp or any way to get around it. The only way I know to truly live an authentic life is to go through your feelings, go through your emotions, and go through your past so that you can get to the other side of it.
The only way out is in.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, there's another term that I thought was very interesting I'd like you to elaborate on. What's somatic cellular release? You know, how does it help people manifest their life purpose? What is that about?
So somatic cellular release is the methodology that we use. And again, it's body-centered, which means that we don't really get too involved in the story. So when clients come to us, and that's the reason it differs so much from therapy, is you can go a little bit into your story, but we're always looking for what is your body doing. What's your body doing when you're saying that word? What's your body doing when you're talking about that person? And as we go into the body, we can help you find where you've stored belief systems or unconscious commitments, which I'm sure we'll talk about tonight, that are recreating the patterns again and again. So instead of really going over the story, which people have done 1,000 times, we're seeing where is it stored in the body, what emotions are attached to it, what belief systems are attached to it. And by getting in different positions and accessing different emotions, we help you release that from the body, hence changing the cellular memory. And when you change your cellular memory, you vibrate differently into the world and you draw different things to you.
Okay, may I ask you an example? Like if I were to tell you, you know, Beverly, yesterday there was really no good reason consciously that I knew of. I felt a little melancholy, and to the right of my heart, not my heart, but to the right of my chest, it ached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like, what would you say to someone that said that?
I make it very simple. I say, if you were to put an emotion on it and you're only allowed five, I only work with five emotions, very simple, would it be mad, sad, glad, scared, or sexual?
All righty.
I'm guessing it was sad.
It was sad.
Yeah, and we go into that, and the more you see, I won't put you on the spot here, but the more you see what you're sad about.
I'm an open book. It's okay.
What's that?
I'm an open book. It's okay.
Yeah, the more you would go into what you're sad about, the more you would see it wouldn't be about a present-day situation. It would be about your past. So something in present-day would have triggered the sadness, but it would always go back to your core wounding. Always. Always, always, always. Whatever's triggering you in the present is your unhealed core wounding. And when we talk about the six stages, I'll get a little bit more into core wounding. But what clients start to see is that if they're triggered in the present day, it's because something about the core wounding is not healed. And so we're always taking the client back to the core wounding to heal it, back to the core wounding to heal it. Because when it's not an open, gaping wound, you're actually not triggered. It's very rare that you'll get triggered when your core wound is healed.
That makes total sense. I mean, just looking at the, you know, when we go to own something or become complete with something, there's so many layers to it. You know, there was a time where when I really started doing this work 5-6 years ago, and I thought I became complete with a thing, where years later it's like, oh my God, there it is again, but a more subtler layer where, as you're just saying, it wasn't a gaping wound, but, you know, it had been dealt with to a certain extent, but the more subtler layer was still there, which actually plays out to be something that's triggered. Something in the daily life might happen that will trigger it, that's wherever it still is hiding within the body.
Exactly. And that's why if you went into your mind, you could intellectually say, well, I've forgiven that or that's healed, but your body's going, no, not so much, right? And in purpose work, that's so important because the whole goal of purpose work is to become completely conscious, right? To keep shedding light on the unconscious, shedding light on the shadow, to where you've shed light on the shadow completely and you're completely in the light, which means you're 100% aligned with your purpose. Well, when these present day situations are triggering us and we're having a really visceral response to it, it's the body going, shine the light here. This is about your dad. Shine the light here. This is about your mom, or whatever your core wounding was. So we think we have to do something about this present situation. We think we have to say something to this person. But in reality, if you go into your body and really do just go into the feeling of it, it starts to dissipate. It starts to shed light on that part of us. Till eventually, you really are completely in the light, which sounds very cliche, but that's what living your purpose really means. You are 100% conscious. You're making your decisions from a place of being completely conscious instead of being half asleep.
It's so powerful, Beverly. It really is, because, you know, once people can heal those wounds, of course, it makes all the sense in the world that what their life purpose is now is able to come to the surface, because they're not bogged down with all of these corks in these little black holes all over them.
Yeah, and I love it. It is little black holes, and when you shed light on them, and it's so interesting because I always tell people your purpose is on the other side of what you're trying to heal. So we think we can go around it, upside down it, but when you go through it, you'll see that your purpose in life is on the other side of what you're trying to heal, which means it's the mirror image of what you're trying to heal. So let's just say the biggest issue in your life, let's say, is not being heard by your mother, not having a voice. Let's say that's like your biggest obstacle, that's your core wounding. On the other side of that, you'll most likely find your purpose is something about giving voice or having voice or teaching other people to have voice or being a singer. It's going to be related to your wounding.
Wow, it makes so much sense. I want to talk to you. You know, you're really becoming most known for your six stages to manifesting life purpose. Can you just give us a brief overview of the six stages?
Yes, and I will try to keep it brief because I could talk for about 5 hours on this.
okay. For that, we can go to your workshop.
We can go to our workshop, yes. But I will keep it brief. Okay. So I work with the six stages to manifesting life purpose, which sounds like, you know, six stages for $9.99. But it really is quite simple when you really drop into the process. There are six very linear stages that people move through. And I equate that to a baby being born, and it's very, very similar, and in fact, it is a rebirth. It is being born again in your human form, and so the stages very much parallel the birth of a baby. So when a baby first begins to leave the womb, there's a spark of consciousness, right? There's a spark of consciousness that says, this womb no longer fits me. There's something else I need to do. It's time to now leave here. And they start to move down through the birth canal and out through the vaginal opening, and the umbilical cord gets cut and they become an infant. Very much so in life purpose as well. So typically what happens is there's a spark, often with some sort of life crisis, like the death of a loved one, an illness, a divorce, or most common midlife. There's a spark that says, wow, the life I've created is too small for me. I no longer fit here. This no longer feels right. And we begin to then move down into our birth canal. And much like a baby, the birth canal, when you first begin your journey, is very dark. It's very scary. You can't see where you're going. And there's a tremendous amount of pain and grief and loss, which I believe a baby feels as well. As they leave the womb, as they leave the comfort of their mother, they start to grieve. They start to grieve that comfort, grieve the loss of their mom as they're moving through the birth canal.
Well, so, hence the crying, wouldn't you say?
Hence the crying. And so when you first embark on your life purpose journey, the first stage as you unhook from the womb is understanding your core wounding. Because what you're really unhooking from is your core wounding. And core wounding is that relationship or that experience that most negatively impacted you and had you fragment from yourself. And everybody has it. There's a shadow side to every relationship. It typically has to do with a caregiver and some sort of trauma. And again, trauma is a spectrum. It could be anything from your parents not changing your diaper to physical sexual abuse. But somewhere there will be a shadow to your upbringing. And it's in that shadow that your core wounding lies. So what we help clients do is first start to understand what they're moving away from, understand what their core wounding is, and then let them go through grief. Let them really grieve that core wounding, because the grieving helps it get out of the cells. The grieving helps the client actually disconnect from that core wounding. And then as they move out through that dark, scary place, which a lot of clients come to me in, because it's confusing when you first start your journey. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what's happening. So it's through that tunnel where we really facilitate an awareness, a conscious grieving of what they're leaving behind. And eventually they start to come out the other side. And when they're on the other side, we can cut that umbilical cord, which means we unhook the unconscious commitments and the energetic contracts that keep them linked to their past, keep them creating again and again and again. So that's basically 1, 2, and 3. So understand your core wounding, grieve your core wounding, and unhook your unconscious commitments. And then at that point, people move into what I call our inner purpose. So our inner purpose is our who we are at our core. It really is who you are without your story. So once you've gone through steps 1, 2, and 3, you're like a little infant. I call it conscious infancy. You're kind of like an infant laying in its crib, looking at its arms and looking at its feet and, whoa, this is me. Oh, my goodness, look what I can do. Right? You start to come into that phase, and it's a phase of beingness. You're not manifesting. You really are in awe at yourself, in wonder. You're looking at yourself like, whoa, this is my body. Wow, I feel so different, right?
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah, life just begins to feel very different because you've now unhooked yourself from your past, from your unconscious commitments, and you begin to know what is your essence. And our essence is a very unique vibration that we came into this earth with. And that vibration goes out into the planet and constantly reorganizes the planet, let's say. And it's our gift. It's what we're here to do. We've been doing it our whole entire life. We just haven't been conscious about it, and we haven't been charging for it. So, right, at this point, you start to really understand your inner essence and who you are at your core. Again, you're not doing anything about it. You're just in complete awe with yourself.
Yeah.
And then you move into step 5, which is your outer purpose, which I call conscious toddlerhood through adolescence, because it is so awkward. It's like toddlerhood. You start to stumble around and trip and bump into walls. But the good news is you're pointed in the right direction. You are now taking your inner purpose out into the world, and you're choosing the vehicles with which you want to serve, with which you want to take your inner purpose into the world. And so, you know, that's do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be an astronaut? That's the actual practicality of manifesting your life purpose. And this can take a while as you stumble around and learn to use your body again and learn to speak a different language. But it's all with a purpose. It's all with you relearning yourself again. And eventually, in stage 6, you will drop into what I call conscious adulthood, which is you're in your body, you're clear on your purpose, you're making choices consciously, and you're also taking responsibility for your actions. So really, in the first part of the birth process, we're looking more at what happened to you by your parents, by your caregivers, which is a hugely important phase. And by the time you move into conscious adulthood, you start to take responsibility for your actions, you start to make decisions consciously, and you start to act from a place of 100% alignment with your purpose.
Well, what just dawned on me, if I may interject, yeah, is the whole concept of feeling where in your body, when you're feeling something that doesn't feel right or feel good. Now, on the other side of that, when you're in conscious toddlerhood, is that what you called it?
When you're bumping
around. In terms of opening yourself up to the potentials of what it is actually that your life purpose could be. And when you start asking those questions, like you just said, do I want to be a writer, an astronaut, or fill in the blank, you could also, and correct me if I'm wrong, feel where in your body or when does your body light up when you say the word astronaut or writer, or, you know, it's like, no, not astronaut, no, not writer, but maybe a teacher, or maybe, you know, whatever it is, the ding, 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 ding will happen within your body, correct?
Totally. And really, when you become aware of that, you don't really need to do a whole lot of guessing. I mean, your body will tell you yes or no. And as you move more into a higher state of consciousness, you learn to not go, you know, in the toddlerhood and adolescence phase, you're still sort of going off in left field, and then, oops, that was wrong, and you come back, and then you, which is all fine. But eventually, as you really learn to use your body, you don't veer off the path that often because it is such a accurate map. It's such an accurate guide for you.
Absolutely. I would say, if we may, going back to stage one, identifying your core wounding, can you explain in more detail how we know what our core wounding is?
Yeah, so basically, you, like I said, the core wounding is the primary experience or relationship that caused you to fragment from yourself. So it will 9 times out of 10 be with one or both of your caregivers. And even if it's with both, it's with the one that you have the most issues with. So this, again, is going into the un-PC area in spiritual world today, right? Because we're taught that we're not supposed to blame. We're taught that we're not supposed to say things were done to us. But in my experience, if we don't do that, we really will not go through a complete transformation. So the core wounding is the relationship or experience that most damaged you. And most of us know what that is because we have issues with that person, or we have feelings, strong feelings about that person.
Or people that mirror that person.
People that mirror that person, like we were talking about, you know, the present day situations that trigger us. So the core wounding, and in this work, I really spend a lot of time here with people because it's where they resist the most. To understand your core wounding is to understand that something happened to you. Children do not cause abuse. Children do not cause trauma. Children do not cause neglect. I don't care how hyper they are, how annoying they are. I've got a 5-year-old. She's incredibly annoying at times. If I choose to ill-treat her, it's not because she caused it. So there's a lot of undoing of spiritual training in this part of the process where we actually get to admit something was done to us. We actually were a victim of a circumstance. And until somebody really admits that, they'll go around and around and around their core wounding.
Now, is it possible, Beverly, to heal the core wounding so one can live in their purpose?
Absolutely. But like you just said, it's through it. It's not around it. So once you really drop into the truth of it, this happened to me, that's why I am the way I am in the world. I know, very un-PC, but that's the depth of the healing is when you can admit that, and then you start to grieve it, and you start to feel it. It will start to leave your cells, and as it leaves your cells, you become transformed. And once it's completely left your cells, you will be in your purpose, because the only thing keeping you from your purpose is your core wounding. So once you've gone through it, kind of like through the mouth of the lion, you get to the other side, and it no longer exists there. What exists there is you in your body, in your purpose.
Which ultimately gets to the point of, you know, what we were talking about earlier about, you know, we're taught not to blame anyone and not, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But on the other side of that, there is no blame. There is no victimization. There is no tyranny. It is polarized in the middle of the magnet. There is no far left and far right.
Right. The paradox is you have to go through it to understand that, to access that organic forgiveness, right? And that's the difference of being in your mind. So when you haven't gone through your core wounding, your mind is trying to forgive. When you go through your core wounding and feel the whole array of emotions, you get to the other side and there's nothing to forgive because it's out of yourselves. You access an inner forgiveness, an organic compassion and forgiveness that lives inside of you that you don't have to try to forgive. It's not an issue. You don't even have to wonder about it.
And just biochemically, when it is out of your cells, it no longer is transmitting a broadcast, a magnetic broadcast that is pulling to you all the people and situations to give you that experience over and over again.
Exactly. There you go.
Now, it seems that people are, I'll just say it, afraid to tell the truth, quote unquote, about their core wounding, you know, for fear of blaming their parents. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, and it's a little bit of what I just said, and I think that's a lot of the movement we've been, I think a lot of that is some of the spiritual training we've been getting in this country, which is forgive, have compassion. You weren't a victim. Overcome. It's a lot of that kind of talk which doesn't allow people to really just drop into the truth, especially I specialize in trauma. So most of the people that come to me have had very traumatic childhoods. Now, if they're not allowed to really just tell the truth about the abuse from the standpoint of a victim, which they were, inside of the abuse, they really will not be able to heal. And so I work a lot on helping people to not defend and protect their parents. If their parents came to me as a client, guess what? I would help them at seeing what was done to them by their parents.
Yes.
So we do spend a lot of time just allowing the client to not defend and protect the parent, because that doesn't allow for the full healing. We have to be able to tell the truth about what occurred to us and feel the full array of emotions in order to get to the other side of it.
Makes absolute sense. Well, let me just ask you this. After identifying the core wounding, you say the next step is to grieve it. What exactly does that look like?
Yeah, and that looks like the grief of any sort of grieving, similar to the grief of a lost one. What happens when you really get the shadow of your childhood, when you really get your core wounding, is you start to feel a huge sense of loss. And that loss can be for a parent or a relationship with the parent that you had always hoped you might be able to have and realize that you didn't have it. It might be for the loss of your dignity, for the loss of yourself, for the loss of your feelings of worthiness. And what starts to come up is a grief for that. And it goes through a very similar stage to the grief, to the loss of a loved one, except I call this conscious grieving. Because when you consciously grieve, you allow these feelings to move through your body. You're not a victim of the feelings. The grief doesn't overtake your body into depression. You're actually allowing the grief and the sadness to move up and out of your body. And so it's shorter. It's much shorter than the grief of a loved one. But people will go through the whole arc of feeling denial, defending and protecting their parent, arguing with me about about what occurred, you know.
Firing you and then calling you back later after me.
Yeah, firing me. But so they do go through that typical denial of, no, this didn't happen to me. I mean, I've seen people of extreme trauma, extreme abuse, that actually deny it, that it actually happened. In their eyes, they just had a family that was a little quirky. So it takes a while for clients to really start to understand that what happened to them was trauma, was abuse, or wasn't okay. Whatever we want to label it, it wasn't okay with them. So they go through the denial and then go into a stage of anger, despair, helplessness, hopelessness, really getting that what they so deeply yearned for as a child, they never received. So it's a grieving for themselves. It's a grieving for their unmet needs, for their hope that it would have been different, but it never was.
Is there any set time for this? Or I would imagine it differs for every individual, the length of time. What is appropriate and what is maybe a little bit too long? Or is there such a thing?
Yeah, let me just say, like, after they go into the real despair of it, they come out the other side, and that's where the transformation occurs. That's where the cellular memory is cleansed. And, you know, I work on this stage for about 3 months with people, which is really understanding the core wounding, grieving the core wounding, and unhooking themselves from the core wounding. That's pretty typical.
3 months.
Yeah, to really...
Like a season.
It's a season, and that's really what it is, and that's why I call it conscious grieving. It's taking yourself into a season of sadness so that you can be cleansed of it for the rest of your life.
Wow. How... you know, if that's 3 months for that particular stage, for all six stages, about how long does it take a person to go through all of those six stages?
Yeah, and it really does differ for people. But when I work with people on life purpose, it's about a 9 to 12 month process. So the first 3 months is spent on the core wounding, on the grieving, on the unhooking of the core wounding, and then coming out the other side, really understanding your inner purpose. And then choosing your outer purpose, the vehicles with which you want to take your inner purpose into the world, and then learning how to live completely aligned with your purpose, because that's a relearning, how to say no to the things that are not aligned with you and yes to the things that are aligned. So it's about a 9 to 12 month process to really completely integrate your life purpose.
You say that after grieving your wounding, you can then begin to unhook your past by identifying unconscious commitments that's stored in the body. What are unconscious commitments and how do they get unhooked?
Yeah, so unconscious commitments, I call them energetic contract as well. And they're basically agreements that you make with the universe at a very young age. So let's say that you experienced, let's go back to our other example, maybe a mother that didn't meet your emotional needs or didn't hear you or see you as you wanted to be heard and seen. And you go, oh, I'm unseen. You just, as a child, you make up, I'm unseen. Because children's brains aren't developed enough to go, oh, mommy's got a personality disorder, or mommy's sad, or mommy's whatever.
Mommy's just as screwed up as I'm about to be when I get older.
No. Yeah, you know, kids don't have that capacity to rationalize. All they go is, I'm unseen. And they store that in their body somewhere, right? We always store our unconscious commitments in our body. And then they vibrate it out into the world, and they take out a big classified ad, right? So imagine this little three-year-old goes, I'm unseen, and she marches her little body down to the classified ad department, and she takes out a big ad that says, I'm unseen. All the people, situations, and circumstances that can show me I'm unseen, please apply, right? And all the people, situations, and circumstances stand in line. And she interviews all of them, and she hires the worst of the worst of them.
Oh, and then she comes to, yes, right? She does, damn it, she does, for God's sake.
Right, and then she comes to see me 40 years later and says, I just feel so unseen. Well, that's because she signed an agreement with the universe at age 3 to be unseen. And until we unhook those, we'll continue to recreate them and recreate them and recreate them.
Yes, different versions of them, but nonetheless. The same respondent to the ad.
Exactly. Yep. And so that's the core of the work, really, is unhooking, kind of like cutting that umbilical cord, unhooking the unconscious commitments that keep you attached to your past, because they have more power than an affirmation you're going to say when you get up and brush your teeth in the morning. They have tremendous power because they've been vibrating for 40 years now.
Yes. And I have found in my own experience, it may not be everyone's experience, but affirmations can be like a little, you know, smear of positivity over like a cauldron. I heard someone say that actually. It was a specific reference. I thought it was brilliant. I think it was Miha Ledwith in What the Bleep. He said positive thinking is just like a smear of positivity over a cauldron of a lifetime of these unconscious beliefs and agreements. It's absolutely, I find it to be truth. And
yeah,
it doesn't do much.
Yeah, I say sometimes it's like putting icing on mud, right? If you take a big bite of that pie, what are you going to taste?
Or my favorite, the fairy dust over dog poop.
Exactly.
It looks pretty, but it's still dog shit. There, I said it.
There you go. On the air, you said it.
I said it. It all just boils down to the same thing. You know, you got to get into it to get out of it.
Yeah, you got to go through your unconscious. You got to make your unconscious conscious before it can have any power.
Now, what would you say, if you'd like to give an example of perhaps what you went and took someone through within six stages that, I don't know, pick an issue that might help the listeners to identify with what they might experience going through this program with you.
Yeah, and it's very similar to what I described. It's a process of unfolding into yourself. And the beginning stage is really understanding what your core wounding is. So understanding what dynamic most affected you and most splintered you off from yourself in the first place. And it's allowing yourself to heal that and to grieve that and to really feel the truth of that so that you can come out the other side. Mm-hmm. And then we work with you to cut that umbilical cord, which means cutting the unconscious commitments, unhooking them so that they're no longer pulling to you situations that mirror your past. And once
Continue.
Well, once you do that, they will naturally drop into their inner purpose, which is really kind of that bliss stage that everybody seeks. It's a stage of complete wonder with yourself. You're just enamored with yourself at that stage because you're free from your story, and it's most likely the first time in your life you can remember being that way. And so we work with you to really get clear on what that inner purpose is. And when you've been in that state of beingness, it's usually, you know, a month or two, you actually start to get antsy to take that out in the world. So we help you determine what vehicles you want to use to take that out in the world. What do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a speaker? Do you want to be a writer? So really helping you structure and determine how you want to be in the world. And once we determine that, we help you really align your life with your purpose so that you aren't veering off path and like smashing into walls. You're really aligned with your purpose, and you're only saying yes to the things that are in line with your life purpose.
And you can really feel the difference when you are and when you're not.
You know, I tell people I'm a completely different person. I really don't even recognize myself to 5 years ago. It's been such a complete transformative process that I think every cell in my body is completely different.
I would agree with you. Coming from experience, I mean, my God, I'm not even the same that I was 2 months ago using the same, you know, very similar. You and I, our work is very similar. We use different verbiage, but that's why I feel so aligned with you, because at the end of the day, the similarities far outweigh the differences. And using tools such as these, I have gone through so many different layers that literally there's so many different seasons I can look back from the time I began this work. How many times did I sloughed off and became anew and sloughed off again and became anew, and, you know, even recently. So it's to a degree a never-ending process. Not that you're always going to be dealing with the issues that hold you back, but once you have these tools, you can continue on with your life, always renewing, always growing, always changing.
Absolutely. And you just do it consciously instead of unconsciously.
Yes, absolutely. Now, do you do this with just individuals, or do you do this with groups? Can you tell us a little bit about your work and how you're out there and making it available to people who are interested in it?
Yeah, we do it in workshops. We're actually doing one in Bainbridge Island, Washington, November 5th through the 8th. So if anybody's interested in that, they can go to our website, which is soulpurposecommunity.com. And that's my favorite way to do this work, because it's an immersion into the work. So the first three stages are done within the 3 days. So it's for people that just want to cut to the chase, get the job done, and because the group is so powerful, it's in the witnessing of other people going through the process that a lot of your own transformation will occur. So that's definitely one of my favorite ways to do that. And again, if anybody wants to find out about that, it's November 5th through the 8th in Washington, and they can go to soulpurposecommunity.com. We also have individual coaching, which they can find out about on the site as well. And I'd like to offer anybody who's listening a complimentary session. And there's just a book now button on the site. They can go right there and book a session, and one of our coaches will actually facilitate them through the process. And we're also coming up with a new teleseminar, teleseries, that people can sign up for, and it will be via phone and web, and also in taking you through the 9-month process of transformation. So those are the different ways that people can experience the work.
Is there also, you want to give your Facebook information? They can connect with Shifting Consciousness there and or you personally? Or
yes, they can connect with Beverly Garb or Shifting Consciousness. It's a group. It's our group, Shifting Consciousness.
Well, I'll just say this. For those of you that opt in to Shifting Consciousness, there is a daily message that is sent, and me and my mom joke about it all the time because Beverly has this uncanny ability that no matter what you're experiencing, you open up that email or on Facebook and you get that daily mess and you're like, holy goodness, Batman. I'm really trying to curb down my truck driver dialect. But, you know, it's usually just so right on the money that it's just jaw-dropping. Like, is she for real? Is she, like, in my head or what? And it's so powerful and poignant right in that moment because whatever you're going through, I think it's just like how we talked about the issues that are in the cells that are magnetic and draw to us. The people and situations that, you know, mirror to us what we have not dealt with yet. It's the same when you put out the conscious intention to become healed and to heal those black holes, you get things like these daily messages from Shifting Consciousness or a facilitator like Beverly in your life there assisting you, aiding you in the intention that you're making to heal yourself. And there's nothing more powerful than that. Just take it from me. It's the truth.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. Please, is there anything in particular you'd like to share with the listeners that we haven't covered yet?
Well, I'd like to also invite them to call in if there are any questions, because I'd love to answer questions if there are any questions from the audience.
Yes, absolutely. We have about 10 minutes left.
Do you want to give the number again?
Yeah, I'll give the number once more. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. We'd love to hear from you. So, while we're waiting for someone to call in, Bainbridge Island, you know that's in my backyard.
I know that's in your backyard. It's just, I understand, I've not been there, but I understand it's a ferry ride from Seattle.
Yes, well, not directly in my backyard, see, so I'm in Yelm, Washington, but you are close. It's probably, I'd say maybe an hour and a half from me.
Yeah.
So anyone that's in the Seattle area or in any neighboring counties, it definitely would be worth the short ferry ride because this work is so powerful. I've seen it just transform people's lives, people that never thought in a million years firstly, that they even had an issue, but didn't understand why they could never quite get to the experience of life that they always wished they could. And the answer is that you absolutely can with a little work and a little guidance and assistance through people like Beverly and the work that she does. It absolutely is more than possible. It is actual and factual.
Yeah, and just to talk a little bit about the immersion and why working in a group is so powerful, it really is in the witnessing. So our unconscious vibrates at the same vibration as other people's unconscious, right? So if you have issues that are mirroring somebody else's, you attract each other into your life. As you probably know with your husband or your spouse or your boyfriend, you're very often mirroring each other's core wounding. Well, when that happens in a group environment with the intention to heal, you bring up the issues in the other person, and the other person brings up the issues in you. So it's like they're the light shedding light onto your shadow and vice versa. And so you can get a lot of work done on your own, but in a group setting, it's 100% magnified because you're each other's witness, you're each other's mirror. And so what happens in these immersions is such a profound healing, such a profound transformation that takes place in just 3 days because of the power of the group. So that's why I say that really is my favorite way to do this work because of the magnitude of the healing. It's almost like 3 months of coaching in the 3 days.
Well, let me get back to what you just said in terms of how most of the time we attract partners that mirror our shadow. Now, you would subscribe to engage that collectively and not individually. Like, in other words, you go work on your stuff, I'll go work on mine, and if we meet at the end, cool. It's not. How would you speak to that?
I think it's both, but my most powerful workshops are when couples come, because like I said, they're just a flashlight. They're just like, there's the issue. So I think it's both. I love working with couples. I never work with two people from a couple. I personally don't work with two people that are in a couple, but I might work with one and one of our other coaches will work with the other. So like you're saying, they could deal with their issues individually, which is great because it's really your soup and their soup. But there is a time and a place to really come together and be able to work through that together, because what you have to heal will be their healing and what they have to heal will be your healing. So as long as you guys have a conscious agreement and you're willing to go through something together, it's so powerful to do it together in a group setting.
Wow. It really does sound like a phenomenal opportunity for anyone that is really serious about getting past it to the other side.
Absolutely. And like you said, this work, it's not necessarily easy. It's just worth it. And there's no reason to be doing life purpose work on your own. It's sometimes impossible, I think. You have to have somebody who's guiding you and showing you the way and showing you your blind spots, because it's impossible to see all of our own blind spots. You know, I have my coach. I go see my coach. So we're all here to support each other through this journey. And I think before I started on this journey, I thought, oh, life purpose, that sounds easy. If I'm living my life purpose, it must mean it's easy. Well, in a lot of ways, it has been somewhat easy because I've been in flow. So things manifest way more quickly than when I was not aligned. But it certainly hasn't been easy because I've had to go through my shadow. I've had to go through myself. I've had to go through my core wounding. So I just invite anybody who's out there struggling, confused, in a relationship that they can't seem to make head or tail out of, to either come to the immersion or get a complimentary session or reach out in some way or even just join the site and get the daily messages. And just know that you're not alone. The planet right now is going through a huge transformation. And that transformation, for the people that are willing to transform, is going to create a society, going to create a planet in which we are all aligned with our soul, our life purpose. So the whole recession right now, the whole, I don't buy into any of it. I'm doing better than I've ever done in my life, financially, business-wise, health-wise. You can call it a recession, or you can call it a shift away from the dark way of doing business into the light, into the soul way of doing business. And if you're willing to go with that, you will be giving the resources. You will access this higher consciousness in which there is no lack of money. I mean, what happened to the money? Did it vanish off the planet? No.
Right.
It's just being shifted to people that are now aligned with their soul purpose. We're going through a planetary shift in consciousness. And we're just not meant to do that alone.
I totally agree. And if you ask anyone, even the most conservative these days, ones that would probably never be caught talking at the water cooler about any of this subject matter, I'm finding that even those mindsets are more open now than they ever have been, because every human being, everyone alive and breathing, is feeling this shift. So what's happening is, because this shift has to do with quickening our frequency of consciousness, all of the things that are vibrating lower and slower, and what's that? Those are the issues. They're heavy and slow and vibrating at a different rate. They come up in our face. We have a caller here. I'd like to get them in right before we get off. I can't really pronounce this because my producer says he can't spell it either. So I'm going to go ahead and say we're going to take the call from Chicago on line two. And please give us your name.
Hi. Hi, this is Genevieve.
Beautiful name, Genevieve. And I can see why he couldn't spell it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm calling from Chicago. Tell us what your question is for Beverly.
Well, yes, it's not so much a question. It is an affirmation and a kind of shout-out to Beverly. I just want to say hello. It's wonderful to hear her voice. I have been receiving her daily messages through Facebook, and I just want to let her know that I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful. And she has a lot of wisdom and a lot of insight. Her messages have been very helpful to me. Yeah, thank you, really.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm one of the recipients also.
Yeah, I heard you say so. And, you know, I dropped the stream dropped, so I may have missed some of this. But I guess I do have a little bit of a question.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I, like probably many of us and many of your listeners, have been doing a lot of work, you know, in this area for a lot of years. And, you know, you get to a point where you think that you may have heard it all, or you think that you have the tools that you need and that you have been working them. And some of the messages sound very similar to what you have been working. And so you wonder, is it really necessary? Is it worth it to sort of put yourself through another process? I sort of like to hear her talk about that, kind of address that, because I feel like while some of the messages and some of her insights are truly helpful, sometimes I feel like, well, you know, I think I know what my core wounds are, and I think I've been working on them, and I think I'm, you know, and it's sort of like a spiral, you know, you sort of gain insight, and you can feel and sort of demonstrate the implementation of those lessons. And then, you know, some time down the road, you realize, oh, I didn't completely get the whole route out. You know, I kind of, here it is again, you know.
Kind of like what I was saying in regard to the more subtler layers. And Beth, I'm going to open the floor
layers,
for you.
Yeah.
If you can just give a short answer, and then if we would like to continue it on, we can do that off air and give her an opportunity to get more of an expounded answer.
That would be great. I just would love to hear some kind of, you know, kind of affirmation as to why it's worth it to sort of dig back in, just maybe as sort of encouraging in that direction.
Well, first of all, that is the journey, right? It's constantly going in until we become conscious. So if there's any levels of darkness or shadow or unconscious left in ourselves, it's going to present itself. But I think the biggest difference with this work, and I have to be honest, I did everything under the planet before I did this work, is the body-centeredness. Because we can understand our core wounding intellectually, and we can even work on it emotionally or intellectually. But if it lives in the body, and it's not unhooked from the body, it has so much power over us. So, you know, there's two parts to your question. One part is we're on a continual journey, and I think that's just the way it is. You go deeper and deeper into yourself as you gain more skills and more tools. And that being said, I felt like I was spinning in that work for years. And until I really did the body work, I never felt my life actually changed. Like I actually dropped into my purpose. So for me, the somatic work was like a key being turned. And my whole body just dropped into it. And within less than a year, I was clear on my purpose, and I'm now living, I would say, 99% to 100% aligned with that. So I couldn't have said that before I did the body work. So I'm biased, but I do think that there's something about working on the level of the cells that I never got from working spiritually, intellectually, emotionally.
That I'm going to have to just cut you right here and thank the caller so much for your call. And please, everyone, check out Beverly Garb, soulpurposecommunity.com. And the information, Beverly, is there also for your workshop in Bainbridge?
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. I had so much fun with you, and I look forward to inviting you back soon.
Thanks, Tamarine.
Thanks, Beverly. Everyone, thank you for tuning in today to our flagship show at Spiral Network. We're going to be here back October 26th, 7 p.m. We hope to see you there for more invigorating subject matter. Thank you and have a beautiful night. Bye-bye.